Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, Maitland, Tommy behind the glass. People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Hello, Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, with all of your wisdom. Even though you're not Freemasons, I still need some help.
Okay.
I was texting with a coworker who is also a friend. There was the break in the texting, so I was away from my phone. Then she, I assume, accidentally sent me a nude.
That's no accident.
Then later, a few minutes, maybe 5 or 10, she said, I don't know if you got that message, but I'm sorry. It was completely unintentional. Now, I didn't see this for a couple of hours because I was away from my phone, but when I finally looked at it, I saw them both at the same time, and now it's been 7 or 8 hours. It feels awkward. She seems to be at least slightly unsure if I received the message. Do I pretend that I didn't get it?
No.
And never address it? Or what do I do?
No, I mean, you're texting, like, she knows it went through. It says delivered. Like, you know, she knows you saw it.
Yeah.
Just say, I mean, laugh it off. That's all you can do. Just go, oh, man, what a crazy whoops.
She's right back.
All good.
Yeah. Do a thumbs up
nude. I would do that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good. We've all made weird texting mistakes.
Now, what if it was a guy who accidentally sent a photo of his junk and a woman received it? Would you see it differently? Would you see it as him being a creep and say, it was on purpose?
Yes, of course.
I mean, probably.
I would.
I mean,
I would,
well,
right?
Honestly, my first thought was that this was on purpose, too. Just because it's a woman sending it to a guy doesn't mean that it can't be on purpose. And then when she got no response, thinking that he was still holding his phone, but he had set it down and didn't see it for a while, my feeling is that she sent it, didn't get a response for a few minutes, went, oh no, I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say it was an accident.
I think that's
what I think.
Pretty likely.
Yeah.
Or very possible.
It's possible for sure. How do you accidentally send a nude?
It's a lot of steps.
Not easily. I mean, I have accidentally sent photo, not nudes, but like the wrong thing to somebody. Went, ah, geez, I clicked on the wrong face. But if I'm dealing with a nude, you know I'm not accidentally fat fingering that photo.
Yeah. Like, anytime I'm doing like the big, hey, I'm sending 5 or 6 photos as a family recap, or I upload it onto my parents' Aura frames all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You damn right I'm triple checking that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That stuff sometimes
that could
it's
be
like,
a nightmare.
I know I'm only selecting 5 or 6 photos, and then suddenly it's like, hey, you've selected 20 photos. And I said, where did my fat finger slip?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look and I'm like, thank God I looked at that. Full vag on the aura? No thanks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Talk about an aura.
Come on now.
But my God. Even
so
a moderate one. Just like the pink part.
You'd have to
peeking around would be too much.
Immediately go, hey mom, did you see that Georgia O'Keeffe picture I uploaded? It's a flower.
Yeah, it's called moderate vag.
Imagine if it was one of those from like Hustler where it looks like you're trying to open a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
It might be, yeah.
What was our cover band? It was Reasonably Vagible. Vaginal.
Reasonably
Vaginal. That's their first cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our first album cover, yeah. This one seems like a problem. My boyfriend and I are interested in trying to have a baby. We're both getting older. More concerning for me than for him. We've been together for 9 years.
Okay, yeah, that's a long time.
Last month, we began trying, and it was unsuccessful. Now, we've been planning a trip to an amusement park. He's a roller coaster enthusiast. Okay. Likes to go to new parks and find new roller coasters all the time.
Yeah.
This is a place where we had shared a special moment, so we wanted to go back. While discussing the trip, I was hit by the realization that if I get pregnant, I might not be able to ride the roller coaster with him at the end of summer. His solution was to wait to try to conceive until after the roller coaster trip. Now I'm not sure I should even want a baby with this person.
Boy, I'm not sure you're ready.
I don't think either of you have any idea how human bodies work, for one. Just because you were unsuccessful the first time you tried, that's pretty common. But also, if you got pregnant now, I'm positive, unless you have the most high-risk, crazy pregnancy in the world, 2 or 3 months in, you can still go on a roller coaster. You won't even be showing yet.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
What about the concern that he's like, stop trying to have a baby. We've got to go on Superflyer or whatever it is.
Well, it doesn't sound like he said that they should stop, though, really.
His solution was to wait until after the trip to begin trying to conceive.
But wasn't she the one that was more concerned about, like, I don't know if I can go on one? Read a book, man. Like, Jesus. pick up Dr. Spock's book on child rearing or anything.
Y'all might want to get on the same page as far as having a baby.
Yeah.
And roller coasters, apparently.
Yeah. I feel like
you can still do all kinds of things.
I mean, if you go on the coaster when you're pregnant, you shake that baby around enough in there, it might also grow up to be super into roller coasters.
There you go.
Text. I'm so sick and tired of if a woman sends a nude, it can be an accident. But what if I do it? It's blackmail for the rest of my life. I know, man. It's got to be hell living with a double standard, right, ladies?
But we did also say that that was definitely not an accident on her part.
Right. Yeah, that also happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sending to this texter, are you sending that many unsolicited nudes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do you want to be blackmailed?
There are entire Lifetime movies and after school specials about the girl who sent the nude to the boy who then spread it around the entire school, a.k.a. blackmail. So I don't see what you're fussy about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Let's see. Accidentally got a nude from my brother-in-law to the family text chat, including his mom, dad, brother, me, and his wife. Pretty awkward for a while, but my husband still thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever seen. He sometimes wakes up laughing in the middle of the night.
I mean, boy,
that's
that would
great.
It really would
in
be,
his head.
It would be pretty funny if it, as long as it wasn't you. It happened to somebody else, especially if it was like a brother-in-law or something. God, yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Just imagine the person in bed next to you waking up laughing. You go, hey, what are you laughing at? And they just go, my brother's penis.
Important text. Healthcare providers and theme parks recommend avoiding roller coasters and similar thrill rides throughout your entire pregnancy from the moment you conceive until you deliver. Someone shared that, and they really needed us to tell them.
Oh, man.
People do crack when they're pregnant and their babies come out fine. I think you're fine doing one roller coaster.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I don't know if that's the way you want to settle all of your pregnancy
I
questions.
I know, but...
Maitland, I don't know if your mom who's been delivering babies would be proud of you for the... People do crack and their babies are fine. So do jumping jacks and shove a whiskey bottle up there. It's not great logic.
But it's also pretty true.
People need advice, 1-800-947-3979. A couple that came in earlier. People want to send all these.
Nudes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's already settled law.
Hey, show, my sister's been dating a guy she met at the tail end of high school, and they've been together now on and off for the last 4 years. Okay. No one in the family particularly likes him, as he has treated her badly in the past. Cheated on her a few times when she was away for the first year of college. They fight a lot. I've never liked him. I've had many talks with him about treating my sister better because she apparently has no intentions of breaking up with him. He cheated on her again recently after her grandparents both passed away. Wait, it's your sister. Wouldn't that be your grandparents too? I don't know. Anyway, I feel the need to protect my sister and I want her to find better, but she won't do it. How do I have a conversation with her about this? Do you think there's anything I can do to help, or do I just have to sit here and watch her get hurt over and over again?
I mean, it's pretty tough to convince somebody until they're ready to convince themselves. you know, I mean, it's like somebody trying to quit smoking. Like, you can know that you're supposed to do it and everything else, but until your brain is actually ready to pull that trigger, it ain't going to happen. And it doesn't matter what somebody says to you or whatever. Nothing's going to change.
I mean, at this point, she's chosen to settle. Unless she didn't know about any of those other horrible things that have happened. I'm not sure there's anything you can say.
Being that guy, though, I would only have to be on the receiving end of one, hey, you better treat my sister better conversation before I got my my crap together.
When also, too, I just wonder like how the family and the sister have approached her about it before. Like, are they like, he's a piece of crap, you could do better, but like, are they mean to her about it? Or, I don't know, maybe take the opposite approach. If you've been entirely too gentle, then maybe be a little bit
like
meaner.
Shock the system.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, your best bet is to find somebody who's worthy and try to shove a wedge in them. Does anybody else's headphones keep cutting out?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that
I thought it was mine.
But like, I mean, seriously, like if you've got a friend that likes your sister or whatever, like you gotta get them to wedge in there. Because somebody's a lot like more likely to leave somebody that's crappy if somebody better shows up in their direct line of vision. You know
so
what I mean?
So get her a rebound before a shot's taken?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You could just start, you know, like bringing in little comments of, I love that you enjoy being with somebody who cheats on you. I think that's really cool.
It's really bold.
Yeah.
A lot of people would see that as a deal breaker, but not you, baby.
I think it's really vulnerable that you say these things out loud about him and then you choose to be with him in public. That's like, that's cool. And just say things like that, so that way her self-worth goes way down.
Yeah, if you really, kill her with passive aggressiveness, that's
you think of her,
do it.
Kelly, you're saying if her self-confidence is lower, she may break up with the person who's already breaking her confidence.
It might make her more aware of how little respect she has for herself, and she might think, wait a second, this is super embarrassing.
I don't like this from someone I'm related to.
Yeah,
you have to convince her that he's too good for her.
Oh, God.
The thing is, my nose bleeding. Mm-hmm.
Does that happen whenever you hear great advice?
Yeah. Oh, no, ignore it. Distraction.
That is, though, I have a friend who was with a guy who very similarly, like, just treated her like crap, was mean to her all the time, was constantly cheating on her, and they'd break up and get back together and break up and get back together. And by, like, the second or third time I had helped her move out of their apartment, I was like, this is the last time. Like, if you continue this pattern, then I can't be your friend anymore. Like, solely because I just can't continue to see you do this to yourself, and it feels like I'm enabling you.
Did it work?
She's not with him still to this day, and it's been about 4 years. So
sounds like it's working.
Sounds like it worked.
Yeah. Seems like it set in.
And now she's told me, like, hey, that hit me. She was like, I already had other friends kind of leave my life or take a back seat in my life because of the same reason, but it hits different from the right person. So as her sister, maybe tell her that. Maybe just say, like, hey, I'm going to need to take a step back from your life if this is the path you continue to choose.
So if someone's in a bad relationship, all their friends and family should break up with them.
Abandon, yeah.
I mean, that's not what I'm saying.
No, but they're kind of dragging you sideways into their toxic relationship.
It is either you have to have some sort of intervention, like you did.
Yeah.
Or be okay with having a front row seat. Watching the destruction.
Yeah. Or when they come to you and they say, oh, he's doing this and he's making me feel like this. He's making me feel like that. You can just say, like, I'm struggling to continue to have sympathy for you.
Yeah.
That would shock me.
I mean, really?
I'd probably, my initial response would be defensive and frustrated, right?
Yeah.
But then you'd think about it and go, God dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a really patient person in my life and they're telling me that they're leaving.
All right. People need advice. The next person that's been waiting has a review today.
Ooh.
And they need our advice before they go charging into the boss.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's next. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.